Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. In our scriptures, there are few places more central to the story of the Holy Communion than this passage we have today from Luke, of these two followers of Jesus walking on the way to Emmaus, talking about all that had happened with Jesus. And Jesus joins them, except they don't see him. And they walk together, and eventually they invite Jesus to come and have a meal with them. And while he is with them, Jesus breaks bread. Except he doesn't just break bread. And this is why this is a central story to our faith. He takes it, he blesses it, he breaks it, and he shares it with his disciples. It's the same story that we tell every Sunday here at church. As we take the bread of the altar, we bless it, we break it, and we share it with the community that is gathered. And just like the disciples in the story today, we see the presence of Jesus. So there are two ways of looking at and understanding this story at this time of COVID-19. One is to stand here in the empty cathedral without the parishioners and lament at the fact that today there will be very few hands reaching out to receive the body of Jesus Christ, the central part of our faith. And today there will be very few knees bent in prayer in this holy place. And today there will be very few voices raised in this sanctuary to praise the living God and to say that we are in a time of defeat because we cannot have the body of Christ, and without the body of Christ, Jesus is not present. That's one way of looking at this story. But then there's another way as well. The other way of looking at this passage is to say that this is not a passage just about seeing Jesus in the particular experience of the Eucharist, but it is a passage about seeing Jesus in the present moment in which we live. For the two disciples today did not see Jesus in the present moment as he was walking with them. And you might say, well, what stops someone from seeing Jesus in the present moment? It's because they're not living in the present moment, but they're living in the past. Or they're living in the future. Their brains, their hearts, their energy is trapped somewhere else. Now, I have days when I'm here at the cathedral, and it's like 10 o'clock, and I'm having my coffee, and I say to myself, how did I get here? Because I haven't been aware of anything I've done this morning. I know I showered. I know I got dressed. I know I kind of fixed my hair. I know I drove here. But I haven't been present to the grace of this morning, or the moments in which I'm living, because I'm trapped in the past. I'm so busy regretting what I did yesterday, what I did, lamenting what I didn't get to, and worrying about later on in the day and tomorrow and the rest of my life, that I'm not aware of Jesus who is with me right now. These guys in the gospel are looking back. They're walking forward, but their hearts are back, and they're not aware of Jesus right now. I wonder, are you aware of Jesus right now? We're not trying to find him in the pews where we used to sit at church. We're not trying to find him in the routines that we used to enjoy and the things that we used to do. We're trying to find Easter today. If Easter is anything, it is the celebration of the presence of Jesus Christ right now. A living and breathing God who has come to be born in our lives. It is our experience of Jesus' resurrection right now. Listen again and think again about how St. Paul talked about his Easter experience in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Because there Paul tells the basic story of Jesus Christ and of Easter, which, as St. Paul says, is that Christ died, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. And then he began to appear, and he appeared to Cephas, and then he appeared to the disciples, then he appeared to 500, and then he appeared to the apostles, and last of all, Paul says, he appeared to me. It's the most important thing in Paul's story. It's the reason that Paul does everything he does, because he is aware of the moment when Jesus appeared to him, when the risen life of Jesus Christ came into his life. It is the central moment of the lives of those women at the tomb when the risen Christ appears to them. It is the central moment of those disciples locked in fear when the risen Christ comes among them and appears to them. And it is the central moment of these two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus. Not the things that happened before that they were thinking about, not all the wonderful times they had in the past, not all the amazing things that Jesus did and said while he was with them in the flesh, but the fact that at this moment they could see the living Jesus Christ. Our faith and our story do not live in the wonderful experiences of the past. Our faith and our story are not found in our memories of where we used to sit in church. But our faith and our stories and the most important moments of our life are right now. It can be challenging letting go of the past and the future. I think now during this pandemic that the biggest challenge that most of us have, if we have our health, if our loved ones are okay, if we have our financial resources, the biggest challenge we have is abiding in the present. Why do you think so many people in our country want to get things open again? Why do you think so many people are itching to go back to the beaches or to the hairdresser or to the supermarket or to the gym or to the things that they used to do because they are trapped in the past? And the remembrance of these things makes them think that if they only come back, everything will be all right. That's not true. People go back to moments they remember from before instead of seeing that right now, at this moment, even if you are stuck at home, even if you cannot go out, even if you cannot receive the Holy Communion or sit in your old pew, right now, at this moment, even if you are in the midst of sickness or unemployment or struggle or challenges, the likes of which you have never seen before, right now, at this moment, Jesus reigns and lives in all that you do. And the power of resurrection is freedom from the past and freedom from the future. Jesus is free. He's broken away from the past and he's let us be free from worry about tomorrow. I think you sang this hymn last week. Maybe not. Maybe we'll sing it next week. Christ is alive. Let Christians sing. His cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and homes with praises ring. His love in death shall never die. Which means we never have to worry about death or the future or tomorrow. Because we've been set free through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from those things. And then listen to verse 2. Which is somewhere here in my notes. Verse 2, Christ is alive, no longer bound to distant years in Palestine. He comes to claim the here and now and conquer every place and time. There's no need to focus on the distant years in the past, but Jesus has come to claim the here and now. Let's give Jesus the here and now. Let's turn this moment of life over to Jesus Christ. You know, one day we'll all be back here together, and it'll be great. And we'll be sharing the bread, and we'll be sharing the wine, and just like we'll be back shopping, and I'll be back at the gym, and we'll be back getting our hair cut, and doing all those things that pass as normal life, and it'll be amazing. But until then, and even after then, can we accept and love the moment of now? Can we find ways of embracing the holiness of every breath we take? Every second in which we find Jesus Christ? Can we find ways to care for the needs of this moment? For those who are suffering now, for those who are sick now, for those who are bored now? Can we love this moment for my friends? This moment is Easter. May you see Christ. May Christ be manifested in those whom you love. May the resurrected power Christ be manifested to those who are in pain, suffering, sickness, to those who are caught up in their desire for the past to come back, those who just can't wait for things to be back to normal, and for those who are anxious about tomorrow. The Lord has given us this moment. In this moment, He is alive. And so are we. In Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.